Just turn the Bibles over to Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Let's stay standing. For those who are visiting or you're a guest, we're so glad that you're here. If you're here for the first time, would you just give me a wave? First timers, give me a wave. Thank you. Amen. So anyone else for the first time? If you're here for the second time, would you give me a wave? Second time. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Second time? Third time? Who's here for the third time? God bless you, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. All right, let's get to the word. All right, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Oh my God, how does this tie right into what we're just witnessed? The Holy Ghost is in the room and he's trying to point us in a particular direction. And I want you to take the pointing. Amen? Are you with me? Verse 9, it says, in this manner, therefore, what? In this manner, therefore, what? In this manner, therefore, what? Somebody lift your hand and say, Lord, I'm going to pray. Maybe you've never prayed properly. You've been praying for food. Bless my meal because you want to enjoy it. But say, God, I'm going to pray. I'm going to go to a new level in my prayer. Just say, make a commitment. It's okay. I went to the bank just now, and I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I told myself, this week, I'm going to pray more. I told myself, I'm going to fast for a week. This week, I looked at myself in the mirror, and I said, you're going to pray more this week. So if it's good for me, it's good for you. Are you with me? So somebody say, I will pray.
I will pray.
This week. And look what Jesus said. This then is how you should pray. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in where?
Heaven.
In where is God?
Heaven.
Where is your Father?
Heaven.
He's your Heavenly Father. Amen. Heaven. Hallowed be your
name.
What?
Name.
Hallowed or holy. Be your name. Next. Now watch here. Here we go. This is our scripture for today. Your kingdom come. Now this is what you're praying. You're not praying for fish and bread. That's baby prayer. Are you with me? That's elementary prayer. That's when you're beginning to pray. But now he's pushing us further. He says, this is how we should pray. Let your kingdom, let your kingdom what? I'm not hearing everybody. Let's go together. Let your
kingdom come.
Again.
Let your kingdom come.
Your kingdom come. Whose will? Your will be done where? Are you on earth?
Yes.
Are you a part of that? So are you going to be in the will of God?
Yes.
Why? Because you're praying it.
Amen.
Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. Speak to us. Holy Spirit, speak to us. 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 Speak to us today. In the name of Jesus, and we give you all the praise, we give you all the thanks, in Jesus' name, amen. Good, you may be seated. So, for the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about the church. Has anyone been here for the past 2 weeks? Last week we spoke, why does the devil fight the church? Was anybody here? And one of the things we spoke about, the devil wants to deceive us. He wants to bring us under his influence. If you missed last week's sermons, go back and listen to it. It's going to help you to catch up with this one. Amen? Jesus said, I will build my church. Matthew 16:18. And he said unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, And the gates of hell, what? Shall not prevail against the church. We spoke about Jesus being the foundation. He being, there is no other foundation that should be laid. Amen? He is the foundation of the church. And he is the one that is building the church. So, anything that God builds, the devil will fight. Anything that God is building, the devil will fight it. God set man in the garden. What did the devil do? Weasel his way where? Into the garden. Why? To disrupt what God wanted to do. To disrupt God's plan. So anything that God is doing, if God is doing a good work in your life, it's the devil's plan to sow seeds, to send people your way to distract you, to send situations your way to distract and trip up what God wants to do. He can also use nice things. Because the Bible says, be careful of riches. It can choke the love of God out of you. So everything we must understand that the devil can use good things and bad things to stop what God is doing in your life. All of a sudden, you've never got a good job offer. You decide to serve the Lord. All of a sudden, this amazing job shows up. And you say, oh, thank you, Jesus. This has to be the Lord. But when you look at it on paper, you can't ever have time to serve God. You think that's God? You never have time to gather with his saints and sing his praises and dance and worship him and receive the instructions of God that you may grow and you may become all that he wants you to become. No, the devil sets things up to trip us up. Why? Because the end goal is to rob you of God's plan for your life. So whatever God is doing, you can expect the enemy to be right behind it. Yeah. Let me switch that around. Right in front of it. I said right in front of it. Because you can run from what's behind you. But what's in front of you, you have to confront. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, we were at the park. These little guys were trying to chase me. They were running after me, and I ran away and I left them. And they're trying to get me to throw me in the water. I ran away. But if something was in front of me, or one of them was in front of me, I would have had to deal with them. I'm just kidding. No. No, but I had to do something to avoid them. But the blessing was, they were behind me, and they were trying to catch me. That's how we gotta be. We gotta let the devil try to play catch up with us. We gotta keep running ahead. We gotta keep blazing the trail. We gotta stay focused on God and run ahead and know that anything that comes your way, God will give you the power to deal with it. Because no weapon that is formed against you, it's gonna form. Weapons are gonna form. I said weapons are gonna form. But you got to have something to deal with what's in front of you. Yes. The problem is, we don't have what it takes. We don't have what it takes, not we. Sometimes, let's put it this way. We don't know what we have. We don't know what it is we have. So when the enemy puts things in front of us, we bow to it. Like, for instance, the enemy puts diabetes on you. Oh, I'm a diabetic. And I'm managing, what's it, my A-O-1-B-C? What is it? I'm managing my A-1-B-C. No, this mic is a rebuke it. Let me stay over here. It's going to work over here. Change his batteries. So grab a long distance mic.
Yeah. The devil wants you to manage what is not yours. He wants to distract you. He wants to distract you so that you manage what is not yours. You know what happens there? You become distracted from your purpose. Can somebody turn this TV off? It's acting up. Raskendele broska tararabaskiando roskotina ramaskatile brashka toreke sandela baskandelebe hilo rosko talalabaka sanda rimando robosko. Every powers of darkness be shattered right now in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not of God, I shut it down right now in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus prevail, the victory of God, the anointing, the fire, and the power of the Holy Ghost have free reign and rule in this place. Devil, I resist you. I resist you. You have no place over this house, over the people of God, in Jesus' name. Shut it down. Whatever God is building, the enemy is going to fight. The devil is going to fight. The devil has an agenda of darkness. The devil has an agenda of trickery. The devil has an agenda of masking and mimicking to get us to manage what is not ours. Sometimes we manage fights that are not ours. But my God, nothing is more powerful than the name of Jesus. So the reason the devil fights the church is because the church is on the agenda of heaven. The church is on the agenda of heaven. The church is the one that stands in place to see God's kingdom be established here on planet Earth. Now, why he doesn't like Christians? Why he doesn't want you to go? Why he doesn't want you? Because you become a roadblock to his agenda. Now that sister, her son could have been dead. I said her son could have been dead. You don't tell me it's coincident that she woke up at 2. She began to pray. She called him at 5. Looking for him. It wasn't the other son or some relative that got affected. It was exactly the one that the Lord dropped in her heart. What was she doing? She was praying the will of God. She was praying the kingdom of God. She was praying the protection of God. The devil hates the church because the church thwarts his plan. The church thwarts his plan. When the enemy want to snuff your kids out, you stand up and say, not this one. They're covered under the blood. Under the blood. They're covered under the blood. You put the blood on the doorpost. Just like when they were in Egypt. And the death angel passed through. But wherever the blood was, the angel had to pass over. Wherever the blood was, the devil had to pass over. The devil has to pass over this church today because the blood is here. The devil has to pass over the church. Some of you sitting here, the devil wanted to wipe you out, but he had to pass over you because somebody's been putting the blood on you. Somebody has been administering the blood. Somebody has been administering the blood all over your life. Even when you didn't know, they were praying for you. Even when you didn't think you were good enough, they were praying for you. Even when you did what you wanted to do, how you wanted to do, they were on their knees putting the blood all over you. So the enemy will fight the church because you look at me. You look at me good. You are the people he hates. He don't hate the building. He don't care if we get a big building, massive infrastructure, but he don't want nobody in it. He don't want nobody in it because buildings don't talk. People do. I said buildings don't talk. People do.
And the bigger the building is, it's more people that will come into the building that we can become a mighty army that will storm the powers of darkness, storm the gates of hell, and take our young people back, take our men back, take our women back, out of drugs, out of prostitution, out of theft, out of robbery, out of murdering. My God, that is why the church is here, to pray. Kashala la bakasara, raskatina la bakasuna makasaya. In Jesus' name. When you pray, you're in heaven's business. When you pray, you are on heaven's business. A lot of times we think when we're praying for ourselves. But when you pray by the Holy Ghost, that's why I tell you, you got to be filled with the Spirit. I say you got to be filled with the Spirit. The Bible says the Holy Spirit helps us with our weakness. Somebody find that scripture for me. I think it's Romans 8. The Holy Spirit helps us with our weakness. When we don't know how we ought to what? Pray. When you don't know how to pray. Did you hear what I just said? You say you're coming for me? You coming for me? The blood, you got to hit the blood. You got to go through the blood. And the blood of Jesus dismantles every powers of darkness. It no matter. They've been coming for the apostles 2,000 years. They came for Peter, they couldn't get him. They came for Paul, they couldn't get him. They came for all of them and they tried to stop. But Jesus is building the church. And the gates of hell shall not nada. 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 Shall not prevail against you. The sword of the Spirit shall dismantle. Hold on, hold on. Calm down. The devil will fight the church. But the gates of hell shall not. What that tells me is that we're going to another level. What that tells me is greater glory. What that tells me, hotter the battle is sweeter the victory. The glory of God is rising and the devil is going mad. That's why he fights the church. He fights the church because we're here to institute the kingdom of God. We're here to pull down the powers of darkness. We're on a mission and we're doing a work. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let them that know the Lord rejoice. And be exceedingly glad. Rejoice. And be exceedingly glad. Ruske la bruska. So, the devil fights the church. Because we are on God's agenda. We are here to institute God's plan for man's life. What is God's will? That none should perish, but all should come to what? Repentance. Look at this. Likewise. Somebody say likewise. The Spirit also helps us in our what? Weaknesses. What is our weakness? Watch here. For we do not know. Come on, talk to me. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but who? 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 The Spirit. The Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered, with words that cannot be expressed. So all of you scared of tongues, you better get hungry that the Holy Ghost can pray through you and that the Holy Ghost can lead you to places you need to go when you don't even know where you are to go. Are you with me? Are you with me? The enemy is out to fight the church. But the more he fights, the more victorious we are. Because opposition is a sign that you are something. I said opposition is a reminder that you're doing the right thing. Because he said, look at the word, Matthew 5. Blessed are you when you are persecuted for my sake. So and whenever you get pressure because of the kingdom, you're doing a good thing. And not only doing a good thing, you receive from God. I say you receive from God. You receive peace, joy, power, anointing. You receive your needs met. Your bills are paid. God makes a way where there seems to be no way. He said, my God, I was young and now I'm old. And I've never seen the righteous. Fire, fire, fire. Fire the blood, Rabako Soleba Kataya, Reketileko Sandalabakatata, Kasina Mashaya. Every powers of darkness bow to the name of Jesus. Now. So it's a reminder. Not because you see things, you must be afraid. Come on. The things exist even when you don't see it. Hello? The things exist. Amen. The fight is on whether you see it or you don't see it. Because it said, we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. Therefore, you must wrestle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, which is human. Human, 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 human. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. But that doesn't change the fact that you still need to fight. Yes. There is a fight that must be had. Yes. I said there is a fight that must happen. Yes. But against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the fight must happen. When you get up in the morning, you say, I bind every powers of darkness, because the word of God says, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you're trying to pull? The kingdom, as the kingdom is in heaven. Where did Moses see the tabernacle? In heaven. And where did he build it? On earth. I want to tell you, God has a plan for the earth. And the church is on God's agenda. The church is out to institute God's plan in the earth and make it normal. Hello? We're going to make it normal. Say normal.
Normal.
Praising God's going to be normal. Praising God's not going to be weird. Young people dancing, jumping, and praising God. It's going to be normal. Because that's what they were made to do. That's what they were made to do. They were made to worship God. So when you dance and praise God, you're not an anomaly. You're normal. The people that are out in the world clubbing and doing all kinds of ridiculous things, that's the anomaly. Because the devil twisted what God did. Made what God instituted. The Bible says we are to dance before the Lord. Enter his gates with singing. Oh my God. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Are you with me this morning? So the devil's going to fight you. When you want to dance and praise God. And you don't even know it's the devil. Say, mm-mm. Even the alarm is trying to fight me. But that was yesterday. I had to go cut my hair. You got to look nice when you come to church. Hello, you got to look nice. Bishop tell you don't put on too much makeup. All he was saying, don't waste only that time. Pray and stuff. Read your Bible. Where was I? Even the church, I don't know where I was. Huh? It's going to be normal. So us dancing, praising, oh yes, here we go. When you want to praise and dance, in your head you're like, don't do that, don't do that. That's too much. You're dignified. When Pastor Abby say her heart stop, her chest, and she jump in, everybody's like, okay, you do that. It wasn't my pain, it's your pain. You got liberated, good for you. No, when somebody gets their pressure and they begin to praise God, I'll magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt him. How? Together. I went after the Lord. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. So he said, magnify the Lord with me. Those are not religious texts. Those are texts that cause you to action. Hello? It's calling you to action, to praise God, to celebrate God, to worship God, to adore God, to magnify for what he did for somebody else. Are you with me?
Yes.
So when you come to the house of God and they say clap, you better clap with all your heart. Let's practice. 1, 2, 3. Clapping is a sign of victory. Clap. Clap. The devil is losing every battle right now. We resist him with a clap. Shout. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. The devil wants you to cry out for pain. The devil wants you to cry out for oppression. Oppress you. And when he oppress you, he wants you to cry, oh, I can't take it no more. I feel like giving up. Oh, I don't think I should live any longer. My life has no purpose. I don't know what I was. Cursed is the day when I was born. Oh, my God. I don't know why my mother even kept me. So we waste time. We waste time when we should open our mouth and praise God. And you know when you open your mouth and praise God, what you're doing? You're resisting the devil. You're resisting the devil. You're resisting the devil. And you know what the Bible says? Resist the devil and he shall what? Flee. So when you resist Satan and you keep going on with what God has for you, you just keep going on. You just keep praising. You just keep worshiping. You forget the fight and you deal with the fight. Resist in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When the devil tried to jump in your back, like, not here. Under my feet in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Under your feet is a place of defeat.
Yes.
It's the place of defeat. So I want all of you not to, you can know about something happening and not worry about it.
Yes. Amen.
Because you have the weapons to deal with it. I say you have the weapons. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. We've been clothed with an armor. Let's go to Ephesians 6. That's not my text, but I'll go. Let's get the word. The weapons? No. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand. Right? Yeah. That TV's off, so I can't even read it. All right, let's go. Finally, my brethren, let's go to 10. Finally, my brethren, be what?
Strong.
Be what?
Strong.
Is it up there? Oh, there we go. Finally, my brethren, be what?
Strong.
Come on, flex your muscles.
Strong.
Be strong. Be strong. Say, be strong.
Be strong.
Be strong.
Be strong. In who?
In who?
In who?
In who?
In
strong in the
Lord.
Lord. He's not even asking you to be strong in your own strength. He's asking you to walk by faith knowing that he is strong.
Amen.
And that you're going to take on his strength.
Yes.
Stop telling people to be Christian and tell them to receive the power. To as many as receive him, to them he gives power to become the children of God.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Be strong in the Lord and in whose power?
Yes.
Whose power? In the power of his might. In World War II, looks like I've been giving history lessons the last couple of weeks on geopolitics and all of this stuff. In World War II, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, right? Anybody learned that in school?
Yes.
They attacked Pearl Harbor. As a result, America said, okay, you're going to do that? Let me show you who's the big boss. America dropped the atomic bomb, two atomic bombs, in Japan. Nagasaki, what's the next one? And Hiroshima. All right, you guys going to school. God bless you guys. As a result of those two bombs, you know what happened? Japan surrendered. Because they realized that there is a might that is greater than theirs. I said, they surrendered. Now, as a result of their surrender now, look at this, look at the power of surrender. As a result of their surrender, they signed an agreement of protection that the U.S., the one they surrendered to, will now become their protection and their defense. Whatever you surrender to is what you give power to. What whoever you surrender to, you give them power over you. So now, when you surrender to Jesus, you now stand in the Lord. And you stand in the protection of the Lord, that his eyes are over you. You're covered under his wings. When the arrow flies by day, you don't have to worry. The one that flies at noonday, you don't have to worry. Because he said he will cover you under his wings. Because what? You're surrender. I say you're what?
Surrender.
So watch yourself. Check yourself out. Who are you surrendered to? Who it is you're surrendering to? Are you surrendering to the powers of darkness? You know, fear, when you fear the devil, you're surrendering. Japan did not surrender because they love America. They surrendered because they didn't want another bomb to drop on them. But I want to tell you, the devil don't got nothing that God can't stop.
Yeah.
I said the devil don't has anything. All he is doing is trying to fight what God wants to do in the earth. He's fighting man getting saved. He's fighting. Listen, if the devil could have had his way, I would have been dead since I was 10 years old. No, probably 3 when I was drowning. In moving water. They didn't see me for a little while, but there came my mama like Superwoman. Wonder Woman, right? She got me out of the water. Then when I was 10 years old, the devil tried again. I got a car accident. I was in the hospital for what? From October all the way to the end of December. Didn't walk for 6 months. From October, November, December, January, February, somewhere about February, March, I started to walk again. 5 months. Didn't walk all those years. Months, sorry. Yeah, but the enemy was trying to wipe me out. To kill me. And he almost got me that time, Dad, because I bleed all the blood out of my body that day. I didn't know when I got hit. I don't know when they picked me up. I was unconscious. All I know, at one point, I'm in a car with a whole lot of people and a whole lot of commotion. And then I realized after that commotion, I got back into myself. Minutes later, I realized I'm with my dad. And then I disappear again. Gone. Because all the blood bleeding out. I had a cut from here all the way to the top here, all the way around. Those that see me have the privilege of seeing me in shorts, you know what I'm talking about. Broke my shoulder, broke my hand. Slipped my shoulder, broke my hand. What the enemy was trying to do? Wipe me out. But greater is he. Greater is he. Greater is he. I don't know if he was so fully much at work in me, but he was in my parents. I was 10. I was innocent. I was little. I didn't really know too much. But greater is he that was in them. That's why you got to pray for your family. That's why you got to pray for your children. That's why you got to cover them. He said, I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. He is a generational God. That sister prayed for her son, and we see the Holy Ghost at work. Amen. So the enemy will fight. In all of this message, I'm not glorifying Satan, nor am I elevating his power, because Jesus already dealt with it. I'm just trying to help you to understand so nobody leaves here and be afraid of the devil. Because if the Lord should give you a good look, or when you go to heaven and you get to see the devil, you're going to realize what a little mangy dog he was. Because the Bible says just resist him and he runs. Resist him and he runs. No matter what fight he puts up, God has given the church the power to deal with it. For you shall receive power, dunamis, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So the devil will fight the church because he don't want you to pray. He don't want you to institute what God said. So what the word says, when you pray, pray our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your what? Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Now let me go quickly. Let me give you a few more things. When the church pray, things shift, change, and are canceled. Cancel. It's as if it never existed before. All right? Oh my God. Elijah prayed, and there was no rain in Israel. 3.5 years. Then he prayed again. Rain came. You have the power to stop things in prayer, and you have power to cause things to happen. You with me? Daniel prayed, and the lion's mouth was shut. So whatever's coming up against you, when you begin praying, you have the authority to cancel the assignment. Those lions were on an assignment not to be his pillow. They were on an assignment to eat him and break his bones and digest him and then burp. Brah. Satisfied. But who showed up? God showed up, and his angel shut the lion's mouth. Oh my God. The saints prayed when Peter was in prison. And the angel came, and the angel let him out of the prison. Prayer avails much. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. Anybody righteous in here? The prayer of the righteous avails much, meaning it has great effect. I said it has great effect. Paul and Silas prayed, and an earthquake split open the gates of the prison. When you pray, foundations are shaken. When the devil thinks he's coming to set up permanent curses in your life, when you begin praying, you undo them. Even if people speak against you, you don't have to focus on that. You focus on the authority that is given you in your mouth, that you begin to pray and you cancel things and let the earthquake of the Holy Ghost shake the foundations. Pray. Jesus prayed 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, he prayed a prayer in John 17, verse 20. And that prayer is still holding the church together. My God, it says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me. True. Oh, dear word. Jesus prayed for you 2,000 years ago. Jesus prayed for you 2,000 years ago. He prayed for you 2,000 years ago. He prayed for you 2,000. He prayed for you 2,000 years ago. He said, not only for those who have believed, but those who believe through whose word? Their words. So somebody's waiting to hear your words, and God wants to use your words in the earth. God wants to use your voice. Are you with me? Jesus prayed that one prayer, and that prayer still preserves the church. Why the devil's going to fight the church? The church reaps the harvest. Why the devil's going to fight the church delivers people from the oppression of the devil. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach deliverance. So when people are depressed, don't say, okay, go to the doctor and get some, what was it called? Some Zoloft. Zolaf sounds like Olaf from Frozen. Don't go get some Zolaf. What's the other one? What is? There's another famous one. Zantac. That's the one I'm thinking of. No, not Zantac. Oh, you see? All these people who use those side pills, they know the names. I pray for you guys. 1 second. I'm with you. I'm coming for you. What's it called? Xanax. It's for anxiety? Yes. So the enemy comes and the enemy says, get some of that stuff. It will calm your nerves. And it will relax you. But you don't hear the side effects. Going fast. You might want to jump off a bridge. You may want to eat a piece of metal. You may want. And then from being anxious, you're now suicidal. You want to walk naked. You want to take out your clothes and you're wondering why. When the word of God says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you to preach deliverance. Don't promote the pharmacist and the doctor more than Jesus. He says, casting on every imagination, everything that seeks to elevate itself above the name of Christ. Don't lift up Advil more than Jesus. Anybody ever see the Zelgens commercial? The man riding his bike, he flying with balloons in his hand. He's so happy and he's dancing to deceive us. To deceive us and to forget the promise that God has given to us. Amen. That he is Jehovah Rapha. He is who? Jehovah Rapha. So the church preaches deliverance. Come to say, Avella, quickly. Give me it in 1 or 30 seconds. Hallelujah. She has a quick testimony. Use my mic.
So a lot of you don't know this about me, but when I was 11 years old, I was diagnosed with depression. And up until a year ago, I had taken Zoloft, what pastor was preaching about, since I was a girl.
Wow.
So I was maybe about a year ago, I prayed to the Lord about deliverance, and I was praying about deliverance and doing self-deliverance, and I asked the Lord, I said, if the healing portion of this ministry and this faith is real, I need deliverance. Because I was on the highest amount of Zoloft that you could possibly take.
Wow.
I could not go any higher. There was nothing else they could do for me, and it was not helping me. I was at a point where basically, I was going to live with it and take the medication. And I said, there's no point in that, Father God. I said, I have to trust in you to heal me. And it's been over a year now since, and now I take no medication. I took medication for ADD, to things to treat autism, depression, all of those mental disorders, which were attached to my bloodline prior to my deliverance. And now I just walk in my deliverance. And that's it. And it's not, but nothing but the blood of Jesus that has healed me.
Hallelujah! How many years you been taking it since you were 11? So was that like 20 years you were taking it? More than that. She don't want to tell us her age. It's okay. But when the doctor can't come off, the blood prevails. We got to remember the God we serve. That's what I tell you. Forget not his benefits. Forget not. So if you want to witness for Jesus, you says when you go to witness, say, I used to be on Zoloft, I used to be on whatever else, I used to be on this and I used to be on that, but Jesus delivered me. You don't need to say nothing else. Because your testimony, you defeat the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. So all you who are anxious, the Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Couple prayer with thanksgiving. And what else? Let your requests be made known unto the Lord. What do you think? God can't handle your requests? Let me tell you, the little song says, central, never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost. It's not almost, it's anytime. It's a royal service, free to one and all. What's the next part? When you're in trouble, give the royal line a call. We sing, telephone to glory, oh, a joy divine. I can feel the power moving on the line. Built by who? God the Father, for his love and own. Anyone is the love of Jesus here?
Yes.
Anyone is his own? You could talk to Jesus on the royal telephone. You understand what I'm talking? Give Jesus praise. Give him praise. Let me give you one more. Why the devil fights the church? He's afraid of your commitment. He is afraid of your commitment. Because if you get committed to the church and you say, I am a part of the army of God. I belong to the church. Let me show you what you're going to do. Go to the book of Joshua. Joshua 23:10. The devil will do everything to get you not to commit to the church for this purpose. One man of you shall chase 1,000. How much man?
One.
How much?
One.
How much?
One.
What does two do? For the Lord your God, one shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God is he who fights for you. All you are doing is coming in alignment with God. And you're saying, I am going to use the power that I've received from heaven. One of us chase 1,000. Then there's another scripture that says, two will chase 10,000. Two puts 10,000 to flight. You ever seen somebody take their flight? They're not saying, okay, bye. I'm leaving now. I'll be on my way. Pretty shortly. No, flight is like, they're gone. Are you with me? So when two of us come together, find that next scripture now. Two shall put 10,000. I don't have it there. But one puts 1,000. And the math of the world is if one put 1,000, two should put 2,000. But in the kingdom, one puts 1,000. When two gets together, you put 10,000 to flight. So the devil will fight your commitment because he knows if you get committed to the church, he is in trouble. Are you with me? So he's going to fight your commitment. Therefore, verse 11, take careful heed to yourself. Look here. Same. Give me back. Okay, Deuteronomy. Is it, do you have it there, 32? Is that it? What, somebody had it? How could one chase 1,000? How? And two put 10,000 to flight. How is that possible? You understand me? How is that possible? That cannot happen without the rock, who is God. You with me? It is not possible. In common logic, if one deals with 1,000, two deals with 2,000, but in the Holy Ghost and in the heavenly realm and in the kingdom of God, one puts 1,000, two deals with 10,000. Because we are founded on the rock. Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church. So he will fight you because if you get together, he's in trouble. He is in trouble. So it says in verse 11 of Joshua 23, therefore, take careful heed. Take careful heed. Guard yourself. Guard yourself. That you love the Lord your God. Bishop was saying that it has to be the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus has to become your shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. He has to be your shepherd, or these promises will not work. You might live under the protection of God, but you can never have the joy of the Lord. You can never have the peace of God. You can never be used by God to do great and mighty things in the earth. One more thing. One reason I want to send you with this one. Why the enemy fights the church? He does not want you to understand. He doesn't want you to understand the blessing that is laid up for you. The devil doesn't want you to know what God has in store for you. Psalms 84 verse 4. Let's read this together. We're going to read two versions. We're going to read the New King James, and then we're going to read the Amplified. It says, blessed are those who what? Dwell. Let's go together. Blessed are those who what? Dwell in your house. What happens to those who come to the house of God? Oh man, come on, it's on the board. No, no, it's on the first letter. It's on the first letter, please. What happens when you come to church? What are you?
Blessed.
Who wants to be blessed? Now, if this lady didn't keep coming to church, you think she'll get delivered?
No.
Probably not. She'll still be using her delicious pills. We were not delicious. But a lot of us settle for that. And we said, oh, it's being managed. Said, the devil wants you to manage what is not yours. He don't want you to know that it's a blessed place for you to be. Are you with me? He don't want you to know that God will supply all your needs according to his riches. Not in according to his needs. According to the lack that is. No! According to his what? Riches in glory. So blessed are those who what? Dwell. Those who remain. It takes dwelling power for you to sit here from 10 to 2. But we're just getting started. I said, we're just getting started. If I got to keep church and people realize that they can stop bullets, I'll keep preaching. And they can detour bullets, I'll keep preaching. If I can preach and people get deliverance, I'm going to keep preaching, Sister Pam. If I can preach and let you know that the devil wants you in poverty, but God wants you rich, I'm going to preach. If I can preach and let you know that the devil wants to out your light, but Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and life more abundantly, and he wants to make you the light of the world, I'm going to preach. Yes. The problem is we don't have enough preaching. We have a lot of good sermons and well put together in 30 minutes, and you go, wow, what great, wow, wow. But everybody goes home, including the preacher, and takes, what was it called? Xanax and Olaf. Zoloft. Preachers are going to therapy, Pastor Mike. They're going to therapy, Bishop. Therapy, mommy. Preachers go into therapy. So what do you think they're going to tell you to do? Go to therapy. Because the power that's not well, that they have not encountered, they can't teach you about it.
No.
So, here we go. The devil doesn't want you to know that you are blessed. Blessed are those who what? Remain in his house. They will still be praising you. You know what I mean? When everybody else is confused and worried and troubled and being in chaos, you would still be exalting the Lord. When everybody is giving up and throwing in the towel, they're waving the white flag. Oh my God, I hope the devil don't come after me. No, you're standing up like a mighty warrior. They that know their God, they shall be strong. They shall do exploits. Because you know that you know that your Redeemer lives. And he who began the good work in you is faithful. Are you with me? Now, we're going to sit back in this one. He don't want you to know how you're going to be blessed. You're still going to be praising. And the word says, Selah. You know what Selah means? Let me this year. Selah means to sit, relax, and think about it. That's what Selah means. To stop, pause, and think of the goodness of God. Think how blessed you are. Stop for a moment and think how blessed you are. I'm looking at some blessed people. I said I'm looking at some blessed people. I'm looking at some blessed people. But too often we count our troubles. Because the troubles are not yours, but the devil wants you to manage it. He says, blessed are those that will still be praising Selah. Amplified says, blessed and great. This mic needs to go to hell. We got to escort that mic into the trash or get it fixed. One, two, three, two. Blessed and greatly favored. What kind of favor? Greatly favored, Amplified guys, are those who dwell in the house and presence. All right, let's read together. Let's go. This is the last verse. Everybody, together. Blessed and greatly favored are those who dwell. Blessed, my God, let me see. Anybody wants to be favored?
Yeah.
Dwell in the house of God. You're sitting here listening to me. God is blessing you. I said, God is blessing you. God is favoring you. God is releasing good things to every one of us from his storehouse. Every good and perfect thing comes from above. What are we praying? The kingdom of God on earth as it is where? In heaven. You think there's any bad things in heaven?
No.
We sing the songs over there, there'll be no sickness over there. God don't want you to have sickness now.
Amen.
Amen? Look, there will be singing your praises all the day long. All the day long. All the day long. So the next time the devil brings up something for you to manage, refuse it and praise God. Refuse it and exalt God. And if you're going through some health crisis right now, praise God. Just like he did it for our sister here, he will do it for you. Amen? So the enemy is going to fight the church because we're on heaven's mission. We want to institute the kingdom on earth. He don't want you to pray. He don't want you to set up God's agenda in the earth. He wants to steal your praises. And he's going to fight us because he don't want us to know that we're going to be blessed. And let's go back to the third one. He wants to fight your commitment to the church. He wants to fight your commitment to the church. And the last one, he don't want you to know that you are blessed and highly.